Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
You should be in Revelation chapter number 21 right now, but don't turn. I'm going to read you a passage of scripture in Isaiah 65 that refers to the time that we're in Revelation 21. Isaiah 65 is a prophecy of the new heavens and the new earth. And we read these words, Isaiah 65, verses 17 and 18. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. We're going to talk about that in just a minute, where he says, I make all things new in Revelation 21. Well, Isaiah the prophet talked about this when he said, I create a new heavens and new earth. And by the way, I mentioned last week about the heavens, when the new heavens, new earth. Literally, he recreates, or yeah, not recreates, he reinvigorates, regenerates, I should use that word. The atmosphere, I had, Ron's not here with us today, he may come in later. He asked me about the third heavens. He said, I never heard that before. He's been visiting with us and all. And I explained to him that there are three heavens that are mentioned in the Bible. The first heaven is the heaven that we would see that the birds would fly in. You know, that we see in the sky that is beneath the atmosphere. The second heavens would be that the sun, the moon, the stars, we'd call it outer space. That would be the second heaven. The third heaven would be God's abode. Where is that? Boy, that just blow your mind. I still can't get over Brother Dr. McKay. I can't let him in this pulpit ever again. Man, he brought a great message. God is infinite. Heaven is infinite. Heaven cannot contain God. Can you fathom that? Anyway, heaven's that's the third heaven where Paul, I shared with Ron. I said, Paul said, I went to the third heaven, whether in this body or out of the body, I do not know. But anyway, that's where we call it the abode of God, where God lives. Well, it mentions here, for I create new heavens and a new earth. Literally, he's talking about when he burns us up, when we read in Peter last week, where he sets this whole earth on fire. Well, I believe he's also like the moon and these other things that man has touched. You know, he's going to fix all that, because anything man's touched, he's polluted it. So don't think I'm crazy, but, well, you already do know I'm crazy. Okay, so out there, God's going to fix all of that, okay? And the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. We're going to talk about that. And then verse number 18, but be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create forever. Okay, it's going to make all things new. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. And we're going to talk about that new Jerusalem and all forever and ever. Now, back in Revelation chapter number 21. Beginning in verse number 1, just as a review, I want to try to get down to verse number 7 or 8 today. I don't know if I get there. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Again, he mentioned heaven here. Isaiah mentions the heavens. John is focused on what he can see right here. He talked about there's no more sea, a new earth. And we mentioned that last week, that God will destroy this earth by fire. Remember in the days of Noah, he covered it with water. When he creates the new heaven, new earth, he's going to destroy it by fire. We looked at it, regenerate. He doesn't destroy it and recreate, because we read also in Isaiah that he created this world not in vain, that he's just going to, thank you. Who said remodel? Yeah, remodel it, okay? Kind of like we're doing in some of these apartments back here. Fix them up, you know, and make them all pretty and new again. Well, God's going to have his hand in this. He's going to have a new heaven and new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. In verse number 2, and I, John, saw the holy city. Now, again, a reminder, I underlined this in my Bible. To me, it's very important. Sideline, every word of God is important. It's just not fillers. You know, God did, well, we'll throw this in a little filler space in between. Every word is pure. But it's interesting to me that you see in Revelation chapter 1 where it says, I, John. Okay, he doesn't refer to himself in that to himself as maybe the third person there. Second, how would that be in English? Third person, isn't it? He doesn't refer to himself again in third person until chapter 21, when he says, "And I, John, saw." He was. I just imagine he was. I can't imagine what he saw. He was beside himself. And he said, I, John, I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Again, I touched on this a little bit last week, where Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. In John chapter number 14, it's in heaven right now, where God's dwelling. Jesus is there with God. All the angelic beings and all, and there in heaven today, at this moment, is the New Jerusalem. One day, that city will be completed. Maybe today, I don't know. But one day, it's going to come down out of heaven. And I mentioned this last week, and I thought about more and more this week about it, and still, I'm not there yet. Sometimes it's refreshing just to say, I don't know. I just don't know. You know, will it be suspended over heaven or over the earth like a lot of people think? Or will it actually sit down here on earth? I don't know. I thought more about it this week. I read some more about it this week. And I'm getting closer to and it's so hard to change. Old habits are hard to break. And you've been taught something all your life, and I've been taught this is going to be suspended over heaven. But I'm just coming closer and closer. I'm not there yet. To think I believe it's going to sit down on the earth where Jerusalem is. It's going to be the New Jerusalem again. I ain't going to fuss with anybody over that. But we know it's coming down out of heaven. Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. We'll get more into that next week in verses 9 and all, where it describes this wonderful city and all the walls and the height of it and all the floors and all. It's going to be something. Okay. Anyway, it's prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Before I go any farther, again, just a reminder that it's speaking of Jesus Christ himself. Jesus Christ will be who is God manifested in the flesh. Jesus Christ is God, very God. Jesus Christ is the only God, the Godhead, that we will ever see. I have a couple of good preacher friends. They're great men, and they've forgotten more than I'd ever know. But they believe that we'll see God the Father and God the Son. We won't see God the Holy Ghost because we know he's a spirit, you know. But they believe we'll see the Father and the Son together. I don't believe that at all. I believe that when we see God, when we see Jesus, we see the Father. He told that to Philip. He told that to Philip, show us the Father. Philip, have you not been with you long enough? You should know by now, if you see me, you see the Father. So anyway, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Now, I mentioned in Isaiah 7:14, where it talks about His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The word Emmanuel means God with us. We see that also in Matthew chapter 1, verse number 23, when the angel appeared to Mary and Joseph there and told them that his name would be Emmanuel, being interpreted, God with us. So Jesus Christ literally is God with us. And we see that here. In verse number 3, forever and forever, forever.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. to hear Danny Funderburk minister to us through music. You won't want to miss it. That's this Sunday, October 30th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.